Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I am Pura from Spring Creek, Brooklyn, New York. And you're listening to Soundcheck from WNYC.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. You can be forgiven if you find the Barr brothers a little confusing. There's five of them here in the studio. Only two are brothers. The rest are unrelated. They got their start in Boston, but the band is based in Montreal. And as you listen to their record, you might think you've got them pegged, and every time you do, they go off in another direction. The Barr brothers are here in the Soundcheck studio today to play some songs for us. And the first of them is called Half Crazy. Here, live in the Soundcheck studio, are the Barr Brothers.
Thank you. ever done. A cloud of hornets, black in the sun, black in the sun, black in the sun.
Very nice. The Barr Brothers, live on Soundcheck with a song called Half Crazy, which you will find on their latest record called Sleeping Operator. It is out now, and the Barr Brothers include Brad Barr singing and playing the guitar. Hey, Brad, good to see you.
Hey, John.
Andrew Barr is behind our drum kit. Sarah Page playing harp, doing some backing vocals. Mishka Stein playing the bass. And Andres Vial plays the keyboard, although on that song he was playing still more drums. And, Brad, there is a definite kind of flavor of the Sahara, the Western Sahara, the kind of the so-called desert blues in that.
Can't sneak one past you, John, if I remember right.
Well, you know, even what Andrew was doing, you know, kind of that on the cymbal is it's very reminiscent of those metal castanets they have in
the Carcabas and Ganawa feel.
Yeah. So you're looking to Morocco and northern Mali and places like that.
Yeah, exactly. For that one, that was kind of a started out as the you know taking this sort of archetypal Chicago blues riff, and seeing just how much you could stretch the spaces in between those notes to, you know, where that loping kind of displaced feel can really work. It's that one's really super fun to play. That sort of
and fun to listen to, too. And it comes about halfway through the record, by which point you're thinking, all right, I've got this band, you know, this is what they do. And then this comes in and it's like a completely different thing. And then the song after it sounds like an Irish ballad from the 19th century. I mean, you guys are all over the map this time.
Yeah, we should probably just like sort of make the, you know, our Irish ballad record, our, you know, our Barr Brothers Go to Mali records and just not try and mix them all into one, but we are naturally eclectic.
Yeah, and it sounds great. I mean, the opening kind of double track, two tracks that make up a single entity, has a sort of Steve Reich minimalist flavor to it and...
Yeah, well, you know what it is. It's the people all in the band here, Sarah, Page, Andres, and Andrew, and myself. Especially Sarah on the harp. It's there's kind of nothing we can't throw at her that she can't do. So we're always just kind of trying to stump her and get you know throw her a curveball, and she always fields it.
Right now, all right. So two things. One is, did you say Page as pronounced her last name?
I did. She'll respond to either.
But what is the preferred pronunciation?
What would you say, sir?
It's Page.
Page.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, two, there is a track on the record where, for a split second, I thought I was listening to a kora, you know, the Malian harp.
Yeah, probably a Valhalla's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's been a challenge and a revelation playing with the harp. It has sort of provoked us to dig deeper into the blues and the roots of the blues because, you know, playing Delta blues, which I love to do with a harp, can be kind of a futile undertaking. But go back a little further to older forms of the blues and the, you know, great-great-grandfather forms of the blues that you, you find music where an instrument like the kora was actually playing a big role.
Now, were you, as a guitarist, were you a fan of the late Ali Farka Touré?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because his son, Via Farka Touré, was just here, like, 2 days ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, playing here in our studio.
I got to see Ali Farka Touré play at a tiny little club in Boston, like when he should have been playing. I think the theater he was supposed to be playing was under construction. He got moved to the Middle East in Boston, and got to see him there. I must have been like 98 or 99.
And did you have a religious experience?
I sure did. Yeah, watching, especially watching the calabash player, and the calabash being a big gourd sitting on the ground and played with little sticks. Just
right.
The bass coming out of that and the high end, and the way they were all smiling up there and enjoying this deep, very, very deep music.
And it is the well from which the blues sprung.
Indeed.
So, and in fact, his son, Via Farka Touré, had a really terrific calabash player here. So
I don't doubt it.
Soundcheck listeners, check it out at soundcheck.org. We're speaking with Brad Barr of the Barr Brothers, and talking about musicians playing where they're not supposed to be playing. You guys were on Letterman last night when you were supposed to be in Philly because of a chain reaction of weather-related events.
Yeah, I just tell me where they I go where they tell me to go. I think we tried to work it out where we could get to Philly after playing the Letterman thing, and because they called us at the last minute.
Because the band that was supposed to play got snowed in up in Buffalo.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
The 100 Waters, that band, they're on tour with Interpol, who famously have been stuck on their bus for like 40 hours in the snow.
Oh,
they've been
gosh.
Tweeting about it.
I
so
can
they're
only
all,
imagine.
They're in like 6 feet of snow, couldn't get out of Buffalo, couldn't get out of their bus. And so you guys got the slot.
Okay, yeah. I knew it had to be something weather related because they called us. We were down in DC when we got the call, and we thought we could drive to New York to play the David Letterman show and come back to Philly, but alas it was impossible. But
yeah.
We were sure honored to be on that show last night and yeah, sort of felt like we were not where we were supposed to be. But that's nothing unusual with this band.
Well, you were supposed to be here today with us on
Absolutely.
Soundcheck, and here you all are.
Thank
so
God we are.
You want to play a few more songs for us?
Love to, yeah.
All right. You want to do Even the Darkness Has Arms next?
Yep, I'd love to do that one. That's usually I do it on the electric. I'm on the acoustic. I'm going to try it on the electric today. Sarah is going to switch to the guitar also, and Andrew's going to play the piano. Usually playing pump on that. Anyway, you guys don't need to know this.
All right, but it's basically it's like a little Chinese fire drill here.
Yeah.
Where everyone runs around, picks
exactly.
up another instrument. But it's still the Barr Brothers, and still Soundcheck, and a live performance of this song called Even the Darkness Has Arms. The band is playing tomorrow night, Friday night, at the Bowery Ballroom here in New York. The album that this song comes from is called Sleeping Operator. It is out now. Here once again, live on Soundcheck, the Barr Brothers.
All I do, then I do for you.
damn chaotically. Search someone but me. Even the darkness has arms, but they ain't got you. And maybe I have it, and I have you too. And the light in the window to pass the night through. Maybe so uncertain, what can I do? Keeping it up. That my love abides, kind woman that my passion wore, like the shoreline wears the tides. Maybe the water went dry, keeping an eye on you, and with an eye on you, it could drown me too. People will raise a whole lot of hell about the water and the windmill, and although I step chaotically, swore an oath in my history, it's a miracle I can see. Even the darkness has arms, but they ain't got you. Baby, I have it, and I have you too. And a light in the window to pass the night through. Maybe so uncertain, what can I do? Keeping it on, keeping it on. When I know I like it, but what does that prove? Summer's a worry, I don't know how to love.
Song's called Even the Darkness Has Arms, live in the Soundcheck studio, the Barr Brothers. Once again, Brad Barr singing and playing guitar, Andrew Barr on drums, and a little bit of banjo on that song. Harpist Sarah Page playing the guitar on that one. Mishka Stein on bass, Andres Vial playing our piano. The album's called Sleeping Operator. It is out now. Let's hear another live performance. This is the opening kind of double track that opens the record. Static Orphans and Love Ain't Enough. Once again, live on Soundcheck, the Barr Brothers. Thank you.
that I ever said. That it's true love ain't enough. Got a diamond in my head. And a universe of love. Gotta find a better glue to hold this picture of the sun. Gotta find a way to you before all of this is done. Once you strip the paint, you find it everywhere. So perilous place, such a blood begotten price. But just forget I ever said that it's true love ain't enough. There's a killer in my bed. The paint you find it everywhere you go. You and I should know. Everything that we have seen forever or a day. Don't drive my love away. Love is enough, love is enough, love is enough.
That is the Barr Brothers with another live performance here on Soundcheck, beginning with Static Orphans, which leads directly into Love Ain't Enough. That's the way the album begins, Sleeping Operator, the latest from the Barr Brothers, which is out now. Brad, bring your little music box over here for a moment before you guys go.
When I was
The one you were just using, yeah, in that piece.
Yeah,
coming. The song Static Orphans, Love Ain't Enough. You know, there is, as I alluded to before, Brad, a bit of a Steve Reich, you know, interlocking rhythm pattern thing that happens in the first part of that piece.
Yeah.
But yeah. What is on the music box that you were playing at the start there?
Okay, well, I've got my music box over here. I like to play a lot of things through the pickups.
Right.
So, and then sort of tweak the sound. So here I've got Singing in the Rain.
Ah.
Run that through the pickups, through some delays and things. And then at the end of the song, I was playing these humpback whales.
Through the guitar
right. pickup, yeah.
Right.
That's
very
the
nice.
Sound of humpback whales off the coast of Hawaii. I could just listen. I mean, for me, a good show would just be playing that through the pickups for an hour and a half. I would just listen to it, keep flipping the tape.
Uh-huh. That's yeah. your idea of a good show.
That's my idea of a good show. Yeah, if I could perform the music, you know, exactly how I hear it, it would just be humpback whales.
Now, one of the fun things about this record is if you are a music nerd, and I'm not confessing to anything here, it is kind of fun to sort of pick up on the different musical threads that you're weaving into the Barr Brothers. In the song you did before, Even the Darkness Has Arms, did I hear a shout-out to an early, early Cat Stevens song?
Oh, yes. Yep. Tea for the Tillerman.
Tea for the
yep.
Tillerman.
Yep. It was, what was it? I remember writing that in there thinking something about being in jail. About how Lead Belly sung his way out of prison. I thought I would sing my way into prison with Tea for the Tillerman. I don't know why that idea. So I don't know what that's all about. But
well, it's just one of the many musical threads.
Isn't my favorite Cat Stevens record.
It is, right? Yeah. It's probably my favorite Cat Stevens song. It's like not even 2 minutes long. And it's perfect.
Yeah.
One
yeah.
chorus, one verse, boom, you're done, go home.
Yeah. Tea for the Tillerman, Steak for the Sun. That's
the band The Barr Brothers. And Brad and Andrew and the rest of the band have been here with us in the Soundcheck studio today. Sleeping Operator is the latest album. It is out now. It's great to see you guys. Thanks
you too,
so much.
John. Yeah, always good to see you and talk with you.
Do you have an idea for an upcoming episode of Soundcheck? We want to hear it. Send us an email, soundcheck@wnyc.org, or tweet us @soundcheck.